Twins and Guardians coming up. Game two of the three-game set from Cleveland. Lineup card at 4:30, your first pitch at 5:10. Guardians won it 3-2 last night. Jose Ramirez hit a home run off Johan Duran in the bottom of the eighth inning. They go on to win it once again, 3-2. The Twins have dropped four in a row, and it's been a struggle with the bats as of late. And to sort that out and what's going on with the home nine, Bobby Nightingale joins us, and he covers the club for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. Bobby, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well. Weather's great in Cleveland, so glad to join you.
Yeah, big crowd on Friday night. We played some cuts earlier, some Twins highlights, the Kirilloff home run, but then ultimately the Ramirez home run that turned out to be the game winner. Boy, the fans were into it. What, 30,000 plus at the yard?
Yeah, they unveiled the new City Connect uniforms and kind of made a big day out of it. I mean, they had live music playing outside the park. The crowd, obviously, a big one for Cleveland, and always a better environment when you have a close game and fans are into it. And they sure had a lot to cheer when Jose Ramirez homered there in the eighth inning.
Yeah, they go on to win it 3-2, and Chris Atterbury is pointing out fireworks Friday night and fireworks again tonight at the ballpark. Another big crowd expected. And why not? Cleveland's off to a good start this year. They're a solid team again, and this is an organization that finds pitching. I mean, there is no doubt about it. They get bad news, but they seem to have a parade of arms coming up through the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. If you want a sustainable organization, that's what you have to be able to do, is develop pitching. It's just not feasible to sign, big free agent starting pitchers for a lot of teams, and do that on a yearly basis. So, I mean, you got to give credit to Cleveland for what they've done for pretty much since 2016 when they went to the World Series. They've had a lot of great pitchers come through here, traded a lot of them, and still have been able to churn out a team that's remained competitive pretty much every year winning a lot, too.
Yeah, and they got the terrible news on Shane Bieber, who figured to be their ace and really lead the charge for him this year, and they got that bad news right out of the gate this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what it comes down to is, they have pitching depth. They probably don't have the names that match up with a lot of other organizations, yep. But they find guys that, nondescript, low round draft picks, and those guys have success. But I mean, if you look at, like, losing Shane Bieber, if the Twins had lost Pablo Lopez, I mean, how would that have been taken in Minnesota, just the fan base? So, I mean, you look at it, being able to kind of weather that storm and remain in first place when you lose your ace, is that's not easy to do.
Yeah, and by the way, with Cleveland's win last night, the Twins have fallen into third place in the division after this four-game slump. More on that and the slump the Twins are in right now. But they do get some good news. Byron Buxton has been reactivated. He'll be in the lineup today.
Yeah, he's back. Austin Martin goes down in his place. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those. Obviously, they weren't going to be able to score 7-8 runs a game like they were doing at the beginning of their 12-game winning streak. I don't think anyone was surprised that kind of cooled off a little bit. But it's just one of those. They're just not kind of stringing together big innings. I mean, they're hitting a few balls hard, but it's like one per inning, and if that ball's caught, they don't create anything else during the inning. So that'll be something they got to clean up, is just being more consistent, kind of lengthening the lineup, because that's what they were doing when they went on that winning streak, and even after the winning streak against Seattle when they beat up on their pitching staff. They were able to get a lot from the bottom of the lineup, and I just don't think that's been the case, here since they played the Yankees and yesterday.
And I'm sure the pitchers are going to be happy to see Byron Buxton patrolling center field. The one thing is, he is Gold Glove caliber center fielder, and having him out there is a big advantage.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to you don't want to take for granted defense, you could see it over the past few games, just kind of what they're missing without, yep, Byron Buxton in center field. I mean, it was a rough series against the Yankees for Willie Castro in center. Austin Martin had a couple of mistakes. Alex Kirilloff wasn't able to make a catch in left field. So, I mean, it changes everything when you have the up-the-middle defense. Carlos Correa, when he was on the injured list, you could see it when Willie Castro was at shortstop. I mean, he handled it fine, but he just wasn't making the same plays that Carlos Correa usually makes. And than you see it in center. So, I mean, when you could shore up the middle of your defense, you know, that goes a long way for the pitching staff.
Yeah, it has been a struggle over the last four games with the bats. Too early to say it's like that start of the season where the Twins really, really struggled with runners and scoring position and all the strikeouts, et cetera. There's no reason to panic and say we're back in early April mode, but it is a bit concerning when the Twins aren't able to get the big hit when they need it, or string hits together like they did when they were going well.
Yeah, they just haven't had a guy like Max Kepler. You look at him and how much he kind of carried the offense for a little while with his hot streak. Ryan Jeffers kind of the same way, how he's been since pretty much the first week of the season. You know, those guys haven't dominated like they had been. And so they need someone else, you know, to step up. I mean, that's kind of just how baseball is over the course of a season. You're going to have guys step up for weeks at a time. And, you know, this week they just haven't really had anyone kind of fill that void with Ryan Jeffers and Max Kepler not getting on base as much as they usually have been.
Well, and the good thing about baseball is the games come quickly and you can turn the page. And they've got a guy on the mound tonight who's been going really well as of late, in Bailey Ober.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go by kind of the most consistent, you take away that start against Kansas City in the first series. I mean, he's been lights out and kind of given them everything they could have asked for. You know, talk about a guy, you know, kind of like we were talking about with Cleveland and their pitchers. You know, how big is it that Bailey Ober is taking a step forward after you lose Sonny Gray and Kenta Maeda? I don't think that probably has been talked about enough, just in terms of like some guys, him, Joe Ryan, some other guys kind of putting more on their plate and actually delivering. Because that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and you look at the numbers over the last seven, 4-0 ERA, 2.16. In his last seven, 41 2/3 innings. So they're almost getting six innings on average a start out of Ober, and that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy, he's not afraid to, you know, attack guys in the zone. He keeps his pitch count pretty low for the most part. Doesn't walk guys. So, I mean, that's a recipe for a guy who can pitch deep into games as long as he's having success. And, you know, to his credit, he has been. I mean, he's said, take away that opening start and, you know, you could line him up with pretty much any other pitcher in the American League and he'd fare pretty well against them. So that gives the team a lot of confidence. I mean, when you have guys that you come to the ballpark and you're like, okay, we feel like we have a really good chance of winning today just because of who the starting pitcher is on the mound.
So it will be Bailey Ober today, Byron Buxton back to lineup. He will be in center field. Bobby, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We're moments away from that pregame lineup card. Bobby joining us in the writer's corner, and we try to do that every Saturday before or after the Twins games and visit with those guys and gals that cover the Twins all season long.